Good morning. I'm talking to Madeline McCarthy with Leadership St. Pete.
Good morning.
Madeline, tell me, what is Leadership St. Pete for those who don't know?
Sure. So Leadership St. Pete is a dynamic, interactive 6-month experience that gives leaders in our community the opportunity to engage on a more intimate level with the city of St. Petersburg. It's a series of events, seminars, and a community service project that combined give approximately 40 leaders the opportunity to, like I said, dive further into city of St. Petersburg and really come to know the city on all different levels and different aspects more intimately than the average person who just lives here.
What's the idea behind it? Why is it important to know the city?
That's a great question. I think that it's important to know the city of St. Petersburg because this is our home, this is our community. So intimately being able to have an intelligent opinion or a protective stance, if you will, to preserve what makes St. Pete so cool and unique gives us an advantage above other communities and even cities in the Tampa Bay area. I think that Leadership St. Pete has the opportunity to provide the training and the commitment to the city of St. Petersburg that is really what's present in multiple generations and why people keep coming back here.
How long has Leadership St. Pete been going on?
That's my favorite question right now because Leadership St. Pete is celebrating 50 years of existence. In 2019, we had our 50th graduating class, and 2020 will be the 50th year of the program.
That's a lot of history there.
A lot. We are the second oldest in the country, second oldest leadership organization in the country.
Who are some of the people who have gone through the program?
There have been a lot of people that have gone through. A lot of community leaders that you see today in our area and dignitaries as well. Some that have even gone up through the state and federal level. Charlie Crist is a graduate of our program. Former Mayor Rick Baker is a graduate of our program. Our current fire chief, Jim Large, is a graduate of our program. Several community leaders and people that are involved in several big businesses in the areas have been graduates of our program. It's a wide, diverse group of individuals. Daryl Roussan is also a graduate of our program. So our network and alumni circle run deep.
How did you get involved?
Good question. I was actually a part of the Suncoasters organization that was an older organization of St. Petersburg that helped with some of the parades and some promotion of the city. And I learned about it through that program. And that program told me that this was a very competitive, awesome opportunity for young leaders in the St. Petersburg area to learn more about the city, grow personally and professionally, and get involved. And I heard competitive and I heard fun and, you know, developmental. And so that's when I applied. And I'm actually a graduate of the class of 2013.
And you're president of the 2020 class, is that correct?
That's correct. I am the chair of the class of 2020.
What does the chair do?
So my responsibility is to ensure the overall operation and success of the organization. So basically from start to finish, I opened up an opportunity for the any past graduate of the program to join our planning committee, created an organization of approximately 40 people who are volunteers, who are graduates of the program to come back and assist in planning and implementing the program moving forward. And we kind of separate into committees, we separate into individual mentor groups for the different seminars. And through my leadership and my chair-elect, we work with those mentors and those individuals to put on the program. So that's pretty much what I do, and then I make sure it happens.
So what kind of activities will this year's class be taking part in?
So we have 3 retreats, we have 2 dinners, and 11 educational seminars. There's an optional seminar as well that we have, and that kind of takes us outside of the city of St. Petersburg, but our seminars are focused upon different aspects of the city. We hear from community leaders, we hear from what's the current state of what's going on in this particular area of business in St. Petersburg, and we learn about how we can get involved and from a leadership perspective, make an impact and a difference on our city, knowing more intimately about that subject area. We focus on, in the 11 different seminars, a wide range of different types of business, if you will, in the city, from healthcare to local government. We actually take a trip up to Tallahassee and visit during session for state government. We talk about St. Pete culture. We do just the environment, so many different aspects of the city, and we cover all of them. We have a lot of learning and a lot of excitement coming this way for this class, that's for sure.
There are other leadership organizations throughout the Tampa-St. Pete area. Do you work with any of the other leadership organizations?
You know, that is a goal of mine this year to more intimately involve us with the other leadership organizations. Our hierarchy leadership structure, our executive committee and myself as the chair have connections in the alternative or other leadership organizations around the Tampa Bay area. But as far as coexisting for similar purposes, that is not something that we've previously done, but that is something that I want to do. We're organizing a networking happy hour to kind of bring the organizations together. And it is something that is definitely on my goal list to more intimately involve us with the other leadership organizations, because it's not something that previously has really been done.
That's fantastic, because, you know, we're hearing more and more that we can't let that body of water get in the way of what we can accomplish as a region.
It's very true. And collaboration and working together is a critical part of making Tampa Bay work. You know, we are a community, like you said, separated by water. We're lucky to have our water, and we're really unique. And each different city surrounding Tampa Bay brings, in my opinion, extreme value to the Tampa Bay area. And it's important that we play on each other's strengths and work together to make Tampa Bay a world-renowned city.
Well, so this year's class is, as we speak, about to get underway, and it will go through, when will it end?
It will end in June. So we actually start our opening retreat on January 10th, and it runs through June 14th when graduation is.
So if somebody's interested, how do they, perhaps in a future class, how do they get involved?
Great question. So we have a website through the Chamber of St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg Chamber has a page dedicated to Leadership St. Pete, and they can go online and they can click recommend a candidate. And we keep a data spreadsheet to where we gather information on anybody that's interested. They can email myself. They can find us on social media under Leadership St. Pete. All of the above will get them the opportunity to become a part of our mailing list, which will give key dates and important information about the upcoming next year's class.
Is there a cost to participate?
Great question. Yes, there is a cost to participate. It is a cost that for chamber members is discounted, and for non-chamber members is a little bit more, but there is a cost to participate.
If a business has an employee who's participating, do they sometimes underwrite that cost?
Yes, absolutely. So there are a lot of businesses that will support their employees through this program. We're very thankful for that. A lot of big corporate sponsors as well. Some of our bigger sponsors sponsor that have a class member going through, pick up a larger sponsorship because it comes with the tuition of a class member if they make it through the process. So yes, absolutely.
Well, I know you're looking forward to an exciting year with the class this year.
I am so excited. I can't wait to get it underway. We've got a jam-packed, exciting weekend with opening retreat coming up this weekend, and I can't wait to get it started.
Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.